You're listening to us in Port Edward at 8:60 a.m. Yesterday, we told you about residents there of a trailer park who have been evicted from their homes. Stonecliff Properties began the process of evicting the residents back in 2014. And this week, RCMP and bailiffs arrived to enforce a writ of possession, removing residents who so far have refused to leave. Among them was Ken Jennings.
I've been here for 26 years, and I'm 78 years old. My lady is 80. For me to make a move now, and I got COPD, I can hardly even walk out to the car and back without puffing myself to death. I can't move anything. I'm a broken down piece of equipment. And no, I'm not going to move anywhere. And besides, I got so much stuff, I can't move. Why should I move? Because I'm in the right and I should run? No.
That's Ken Jennings, a former resident of the Port Edward Trailer Park. We heard from him just yesterday. He is one of a number of tenants who have repeatedly challenged their eviction notices. Now, we did reach out to Stonecliff for an interview. So far, we have received a written statement from Stonecliff's solicitor, Michael Gemetti, saying that the decision was not made lightly. Under 12-month notice, tenants were required under law to provide vacant possession on September 1st. Going forward, Stonecliff will begin the process and incur the expense of clearing abandoned property and garbage from the land. But David Eby believes Stonecliff should be doing more to help their former tenants. He's the provincial NDP critic for housing, and he joins me on the line this morning. Hi there.
Good morning.
What do you think of the scenario that's unfolding in Port Edward?
It's just heartbreaking, and it's hard to think of another word other than heartbreaking, to hear stories about families and vulnerable seniors losing homes that they've had for, in Ken's case, more than two decades. And not for any obvious reason. My understanding is that Stonecliff, their plan is simply to clear the property, the homes from these properties that they call garbage, which gets me a little bit, that they're going to clear these homes from these properties and it's just going to sit empty. And I think a lot of people understand the idea of redevelopment and that this is something that happens. But there are obligations, I believe, that should be placed on property investors when they buy a property that's occupied by people who live there, who depend on it for their homes. And there are places around British Columbia that have imposed duties on these types of investors to do things that most of us would consider common sense. But apparently need to be legislated so that people will do them.
I'd like to get back to that in just a moment, because Stonecliff isn't breaking any laws in what they're doing, are they?
No, you know, I personally have difficulty understanding the decision of the arbitrator who allowed Stonecliff to get the order that they could clear the property. These were vulnerable people that didn't have the funds or the resources to appeal that decision. I wish they had the ability to do that. But yes, I think it's clear that Stonecliff obtained a decision from the Residential Tenancy Branch, that they enforced that in BC Supreme Court, and that they have the right. This person, it's actually, I understand, one person who bought the property and operating as this company, that this person has the right to buy this property that had 30 families on it, 30 units on it, clear it, demolish the homes, and leave it empty. In a province where we are absolutely suffering for affordable housing across the province, where homeless numbers are going up because there's not enough affordable rental housing, the ability to do that without consequence, without any obligation to help tenants find new housing or to replace the housing that's destroyed, is unacceptable. And the provincial government knows this, and they need to act to fix it.
Mm-hmm, yes, because I guess the question comes down to, should it be the responsibility of property owners who have bought and paid for the land, or should it be the role of the government to ensure that people are properly taken care of in this sort of scenario?
Well, we place all kinds of obligations on private property owners in terms of how they conduct themselves with their property. So if they bought the property and it had endangered marmot habitat on it, there would be obligations to protect that habitat or to relocate animals or to otherwise deal with it. And in this case, it's endangered housing that's on the property. It's low-income housing of a type that's rapidly disappearing across the province. And there should be obligations. In fact, the City of Vancouver recently passed a bylaw, which they're able to do under the special charter that established that city, but unfortunately not available to Prince Rupert or Port Edward. But in any event, they passed a bylaw that said if you're a developer and you buy a property like this, or a speculator, investor, then you need to help those tenants find replacement housing. You need to give them 6 months' rent in lieu of notice, and you need to make sure that you're replacing those units when you redevelop the property. And this seems to me to be a good practice, that we, when you're buying a property and you're an investor and you're looking for a good investment, that you need to take into account the cost to the public of making 30 families homeless, because that's what's happened here, and that cost will be passed directly onto emergency rooms, emergency shelters, and BC Housing. And the provincial government is going to be picking up that cost, which means that's you and me that's helping this person make a profit on this property.
I want to turn to those people who are being forced out of their homes. We just have about 30 seconds left here. What options do they have at this point?
Literally none. Their homes are too old to relocate somewhere else. There's not sufficient rental housing that's affordable in Prince Rupert. We need BC Housing to step up and help these people find some housing somewhere so that they're not homeless for Christmas. This is a heartbreaking and terrible story. I can't believe it's happening in our province.
We'll continue to follow this story. David Eby, good of you to join us.
Thanks for having me.
David Eby, the provincial NDP critic for housing, and we'd like to know what you think about this. Who should be responsible for helping people to find homes, particularly in Port Edward? We're hearing reports this morning of entire families of eight being in a hotel room, somebody sleeping in their car at night. You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.